Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Three Easy Pieces. I am the host here, Matt in Black. With me, as always, is the B-Man Bezier. How are you doing?
What's up?
What's up? And also, we have the walking mistake, VCR.
Excuse you?
Verbal Creepy Roger.
The walking mistake?
I'm kidding. God's mistake.
I think he's feeling sassy because, like, Roger didn't, like, sneak the start in this time. Like, we actually knew when we were going to start.
Yeah.
Or he didn't do the, hey, can I just suck your dick line? I mean,
you are the walking mistake.
Oh, my gosh.
Chris Hardwick is going to film an after show for that very soon. The walking mistake.
Just so you know, I hold you in a very high regard, and you know that, so don't be such a baby about it.
Because that would be a mistake.
That would be one of your many mistakes in life.
I'm just kidding. I'm killing it. I had a great year. I did my taxes, and I felt walking out like this must be what it feels like when you have a really big dick in a locker room.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, I had.
Wait. Would it be your dick in the locker room, or you just have a dick in general? Like, would it be like a whale dick? You're like, that's right, motherfuckers. Look at this whale dick. Like, what? Can you brag about the size of a dick if it's not actually your dick? Like, what if it's just a dick that you own?
Like, if you have a dog with a really big dick?
Right. Like, my transitive properties, it's like your big dick. Like, that's right. Look at the fucking dick on this dog, bitch.
I think a whale dick is called a Dorcas, right?
It is.
A Dorcas?
A Dorcas.
Which is also means swan in Latin or Greek.
Orcas love the Dorcas.
I don't know.
No. All right.
What is it? Just so you know, with Three Easy Pieces, everybody brings a topic. We all discuss it.
Not always.
We kind of beat around the bush, and you know, then Bezier starts talking, and then the other one.
I think we actually we try to not discuss it. I mean, I know we had like a purpose to like when we started this podcast, but I think it's like slowly becoming something else. Like it's almost like, can we play chicken with your topic?
Yeah. Oh, especially when it comes to mine, because mine are always so weak.
Boo.
Matt's feeling bad for himself. Do you need to feel better about yourself?
I need to feel better.
I'm going to sing you a song,
Thank
Matt.
Thank you, sing me a song.
Everybody loves you. You're so great.
Okay, stop. Like, you're not. Oh. That's not even a real.
It was my song. What do you mean it's not a real
song? It's not a real song.
You sound like my daughter. Okay. Like, I sing her songs all the time that I just make up.
Well, if it's that shit,
and
then I understand.
And it pisses her off. She's like, that's not a real song, Dad. I'm like, it is now.
You take a real song and you change the words a little bit, dude. Whose line is it anyway? It up. Okay. So,
you know what you should do, Bezier? Mm. I'll start a YouTube channel and we'll take a bunch of songs you make up. And then I'll sing them all, record them, put them on YouTube.
And then they'll be real songs.
And they'll be real songs. And then when she says, that's not a real song, Dad, you'll be like, excuse me.
No.
Then
the best part is that it's not even me on the song. It'll be somebody else. And she's like, I'm like, look, somebody did this song before me.
If it messes with your channel a little bit, I would gladly sing some of your songs.
Yes.
Look at me. I am great. You are going to bed right now. Hey.
Yes. We need to do that. Okay, guys. This is going to be a side project.
I'll like do the video and like I'll send it to you and then you'll like do your video and like post it and it'll be like, you know, so it'll be like a, you know, 30-minute turnaround.
Maybe
like,
I could even make
you remember when you were saying that wasn't a real song? Boom.
It's time for bed, little person.
Anyway. We'll call the YouTube channel Totally Real Songs. Now go to bed.
Totally Real Songs.
You know, it's funny, like I'm doing my best to not like abuse my kid, but I feel like in certain ways I kind of am. Because I take great pleasure in messing with her
those memes that are going around about that, how about we go outside? How about that?
Oh,
that dumb bitch! I'm just like, dude, beat your kids, please, beat the shit out of them. Somebody needs to smack that kid. Somebody needs to smack the shit out of him.
My parents didn't really hit me unless it was like life or death,
right?
And I turned out fine,
dude. As a younger kid, I probably felt like, oh, my dad hits me. But nowadays, it's like, dude, yeah.
Maybe I'd hit me too.
Such a fucking prick when you were a goddamn kid.
She gets all like uppity over like, you know, having to brush her teeth or whatever, and like.
So you knocked them out of her mouth.
Exactly. Like, now you don't have to brush them. No. And she'd be like, I don't understand. I don't understand why you tell me I have to do these things, and you're always telling me what to do. And I'm like, well. You're my responsibility. I have to make sure that you grow up to be a human who can clean herself and brush her teeth.
You came out of my balls. Listen to me now.
And I try to explain to her that, like, it's my responsibility to make sure you turn out right.
You're trying to use logic on a child.
No,
okay.
But, like, she wants to know, so I'm fucking telling her. There is a great weight on my shoulders, and it's called you. You are a burden. A burden.
Then you take off your hat, and you're like, I used to have hair before you.
I did.
Dude.
Did you do that to her, though?
No, it doesn't even work, dude. Like,
you're not that bald. Matt's bald.
Yeah, no,
God damn it, man. That doesn't make me feel better. You are a walking mistake.
Oh, no.
Just calls him as a season, baby.
I guess I am.
You know
what I have the strange ability to do that I've discovered? I discovered it in the seventh grade. I have this strange ability to read, like, latent or, like, subconscious vibes people put out. And insult them. Like, when I was in the 10th grade.
You have, like, a weakness detector.
Yeah, I can.
Jesus Christ.
I made a mom joke to this guy whose mom had died earlier that week, and he had kept it a secret and didn't tell anyone at school. Nobody had no way of knowing.
Yikes.
Nobody had no way of knowing. And I did your mom sucks dicks, blah, blah, blah. And he just lost it.
And he's like, oh, she died earlier this week.
No.
Like, oh, man. Well, then let me say,
are you saying
your
that
mom
wasn't
sucks
happy
dicks
coincidence?
In hell.
No, because in the seventh grade, when I discovered this ability, I was talking shit about.
Wait a minute. So hold on. Let me just take you back a second, because I feel I'm having one of my shenanigan moments here. So let me get this straight. You could feel from the guy that something bad has happened, and then you used your mom joke, and it wasn't coincidental.
You know how I always piss people off just for no reason?
Yes.
That's what it is.
So
let me pitch a hypothesis, if you will. I think that perhaps you probably are just really tuned in well, and like you said, like people... I think people put off, like, you know, subconscious.
Oh, I'm stressed out. Yeah, I can see that.
Well, I mean, I think that, like, people will reveal things about themselves. And most of the time, we're all, like, so obsessed with our own issues and thinking about, like, what we got to fucking do later in the day or whatever, that we don't notice it. But I think some people can be tuned into that, maybe on either a conscious level or a subconscious level.
But I'm not very empathetic.
Well, no, but you are empathetic. And, like, you felt like, empathetic in that you could sense that he had, like, you know, an issue with his
mom. Yeah, but then I turn it into your mom does it.
Well, but, like, your sensitivity level is probably a little bit, you know, out of tune.
Well,
but you knew there was a problem with the mom and you zeroed in on that.
And I used it somehow to, like, insult him and, like.
But you helped him. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you were the pressure relief valve. All right. This kid had a horrible fucking week. His mom just died. And maybe people are telling him, it's going to be okay, Billy. It's going to be okay. And then this asshole.
His name was Manuel.
You know, Manuel, this asshole at school insults his mom. And he finally just gets to, like, just say, that's right, bitch, my mom died. And, like, just, like,
oh,
release
it
all out.
Oh, it's like catharsis?
Yeah, it's like you provided him his catharsis.
Catharsis.
You know? And everybody, you know, and the other side of this, everybody needs a villain. So you provide him the villain. So maybe.
I'm the villain? I'm Mr. Glass
from
Unbreakable?
You're Mr. Glass the whole time.
No shit. Okay. Did you want to continue on with the other time that you happened to pick up?
Oh, well, you were calling bullshit. In the seventh grade, I hated my seventh grade science teacher, Mrs. Gilbert. And I start talking shit about her to this friend of mine. And he's like, hey, dude, that's my aunt. Can you stop doing that? And I'm like, bullshit. You're bullshit. And he's like, no, dude, seriously, it's my aunt. And he's like, nobody really likes her, but can you just stop because she's my aunt. And it's like I somehow knew that he was Mrs. Gilbert's nephew.
Okay.
And I, like.
I'm going to give Matt
exactly, different last names.
40 seconds for shenanigan rebuttal.
No, come on. I believe him.
Come on.
I don't want to do this.
Do it. No.
Okay, whatever. I
we've had a talk about the use of shenanigans. Yeah, I'm a chicken.
Do you remember those vending machines when you're a kid and you get the egg and the chicken would make that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love those.
I like an egg. There was also the Fred Flintstone where he'd be like, "Yabba dabba doo, I've got something for you."
You know, and again, this is how having a kid gives you a whole new perspective on life, because I did love those things when I was growing up, and I would harass my parents for money to put in there. Now if my kid does that shit, like the claw, you know, the fucking claw, she's like always like, oh, can I have money for that? And I'm like,
no.
What, are you kidding me?
Are you good at those? Are you good at those? I'm good at those.
No, I'm not any good at it. The point is, though, is not whether I'm good at it. She wants to do it. And, like, she's just going to, you know, blow money screwing it up and not get, and then getting upset. So it's like a twofold. Like, I get to give her, give money away to that, and then I get to, like, put up with the fallout.
Poor, poor dear.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't have a kid.
My life is like family circus, except.
Like everybody else's life.
Yeah. You're more talented than Bill Keane?
Yeah, there you go.
I was going to say, because you're way more talented. I've seen you do a lot more talented things than Bill Keane ever did.
All right. Well, why don't we get to the first piece here? Mine is actually more of a
Is it goatees?
No, it is not.
You should do like I do. I just choose things that I know a lot about.
Oh, I don't know a lot about much, so that's kind of hard.
How do you have one and not know anything about goatees?
Well, there you go.
You should know
I
more.
I think you rock a good one.
Thank you. Every time. Anyway.
Both of you guys have some awesome goatees,
and I hate to, thank you. I hate to bring up politics and shit like that. And
Oh, God damn it. Do it, dude.
But let me finish before you
start
harping.
Pull the Band-Aid off quick.
Okay. Here's the deal. This has to do with the wall, but not what you're thinking about.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Different tip.
The United States happens to be. Go ahead.
Is it the Mark Wall?
Mark Wahlberg. No. What is it? We in the United States happen to actually live on a near a huge active volcano, which is Yosemite.
Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
Yeah, yeah.
Yellowstone. Ugh, there you go. See? Don't know much.
What about Jellystone?
Jellystone National Park.
Do they have a volcano?
No.
Hey.
It actually is probably the biggest, you know.
It's huge. Yeah.
It's huge. So the reason I'm bringing up the wall is.
Right.
Okay. If that thing blows,
right,
like as good as I think it's gonna blow. No, I'm just kidding. If that thing blows, like,
it stops the lava.
Like Manuel's mom did, what?
Right? Before she went to hell after dying of some painful disease.
Well, maybe she hadn't sucked out those dicks and got genital warts, she wouldn't have cancer.
How would she get genital warts from sucking dicks?
From throat cancer.
Really hard.
Really hard.
Throat cancer. That's how that happens.
That's how it happens.
Yeah, but that's not Okay, all right.
So my question is, you know, is basically to all the people who are like supporting this wall and stuff like that. What happens if we build a wall and we can't get out? You know what I mean? Like, what happens if we build this thing and Mexico's like, yes, I'm totally for this wall, and all of a sudden this thing grows and everybody's like, hey, we got two directions, man. We got north and we got south. I'm going north. Which way are you going? And if you're south, and they're like, no, we don't want your white people crossing this border anymore.
Yeah.
All the brown people, you guys come on back. Your home is always here. But, you know, you white people, it's confusing to me just because, like, nobody has the foresight to even think, like, what does, you know, not what this wall represents, but what can this wall do to us besides keep people out keep us in?
Has anyone read World War Z?
Yes.
There's that exact scenario with the zombies.
Yeah.
And it keeps the zombies from going into Mexico, and it keeps Americans from crossing the wall into Mexico.
I forgot about that.
I did not.
And Cuba comes out on top.
Yeah, because they're an isolated island.
And they had, like, good medical services.
They also weren't afraid of just shooting people that showed symptoms.
That's true. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. But, I mean, I think that it would be, because it's not just... if that were to go off, because it is so big, it wouldn't just affect that particular area. It would affect pretty much a good portion of the West Coast.
So, wall would prevent human aid to be able to come through, or like people to like mass exodus the country in the event of a
massive.
Right.
But because don't forget, once all that soot and shit gets into the air and stuff like that, it's gone. You know what I mean? And it's coming to California. And we're breathing that shit up. It forms cement inside your lungs. You know, I mean, it won't be quick. It'll be a shitty way to go.
We're all just going to be Pompeii all over the fucking place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
I've got gas masks somewhere. We'll be fine.
Let's hope I'm here when the fucking thing goes off. Do you have enough gas masks for the whole class?
Well,
screw you guys.
I remember,
you walking mucking mistake. You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, when and if, you know, Jellystone does explode... I think the wall would be the least of our worries. I mean, you know, trying to get the fuck out of the country. I mean, I think the bottleneck will be like the highways. I mean, you're going to get a bottleneck there before the wall. So, I mean,
reasons
to oppose the wall. Like, I mean, like the fact is that it's just a ridiculous boondoggle and a waste of money. And if you thought about like all the things like infrastructure wise, you'd actually do with that money rather than build a stupid fucking wall. Like, or just give it to fucking NASA.
Oh, I know.
I think somebody figured it out and they were like, we could send every kid to college. if we were with the money it's going to take to build the wall. Someone's like, this
look
is
at that. Reinvest in our infrastructure or our education system. Oh, wait. Well, we wouldn't want to educate them because they go to school and they
or
turn
keep
into liberals.
The brown people out.
Yeah. Operation keep the brown people
yeah,
out.
Yeah, they don't want. Yeah, they don't want any high thinkers. That's what I love about when you apply for the police academy. If you're actually too smart,
right.
they won't let you because they just want you to kind of follow suit.
They don't want you to question.
Yeah.
But that's how the military is too.
Yeah. It is not for us to say why.
They actually to ask to although that. The military will put you in like points of position or positions of authority because they don't want you questioning the authority, so they'll just make you the authority. So then you're not questioning. You're like, hey, I'm in charge. This is cool.
No, they give you the responsibility. So all of a sudden it's on your ass to make decisions.
That's what they did with me. They immediately, like, I went in and they
you have potential? Hey, we got use for you. Fucker.
Yeah, they put me in a role of leadership. So, like, as soon as I went in, like, boom, you're an E3, and you wait a year, and then you're an E4, and then you're in charge of people.
See, I should never be in charge of people because they're like, hey, Bat, what should I do? I'm like, I don't fucking know, man. I'm like, figure it out. What is your problem?
I just, like, all of a sudden started thinking of that one Simpsons episode when they were getting inspected and they wanted to hide Homer, and so they made him watch the bee, and so he was the head bee guy. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, Mr. Burns made me the head bee guy.
Oh, man, let me tell you what, man. That one episode that never, I always think about it, is the one where Bart gets an elephant and it goes on a rampage.
Oh.
And it runs towards the peanut factory. And some guy looks out and he closes the door. He's like, all right, you all laughed at me for all the training I made you do. But today's the day, guys. Today's the day we get to use our training. Before he gets to finish, there's an elephant outside. It comes crashing through. I was dying. Because they want peanuts. That's all they want. Because of Dumbo.
Oh, I get the joke now.
Okay, so.
You son of a bitch.
I've all told you guys about how my boss gifted me all that excess equipment in the shop as a bonus. I told, as a joke, his wife, I go, I know why he's giving this all to me. Because he's known for his hobbies. He goes through phases of hobbies. He did model cars or remote control cars, planes. He did actual planes. He did motorcycles. Right now he's doing kit cars, vintage kit cars. And I go, his next hobby is going to be elephants. And I go, so he's clearing the space to get an elephant. And she had this look on my face, like, don't give him any ideas. Like, it's like he's going to get an elephant. <It's> like, and I told him, and he had
like,
this like smile elephants. And like, yeah, he had this look on his face because he loves animals. He's got cats
awesome.
And dogs, and he's like,
then an elephant makes perfect.
Dude,
perfect.
I can't even imagine what it would cost to keep a fucking elephant.
Yeah, because they eat like
yeah.
a shitload, and they poo so
yeah,
big.
Yeah, like exactly, like a lot of food going in one end, a lot of crap coming out the other.
It takes, you know, it's like 2 years for their birth. I mean, they're
in the
gestation
actually,
period.
Oh yeah, 22
yeah.
months.
Yeah, it's fucking insane. God. Like, dude, talk about like a pregnant mama being upset all the time. I'd be like, dude, hey, listen, I understand, but it's been a
and
year.
Those
and those
bitches
half.
Can never stop talking yeah. when they're pregnant either. Yeah. Can you imagine 2 years of that? Yeah, I know you're fucking pregnant. Shit.
Yeah, elephants are actually really interesting creatures. Believe I really
good reason them. To never have sex with an elephant, Matt. You don't want to get pregnant for 22 yeah, months.
Exactly.
Plus 18 years. Fuck my life. Because you know that elephant. I mean, they live forever, too. They live.
Well, funny thing,
time.
They're Catholic, too. Oh, and so they, you can't.
So we have to get married.
Exactly.
And they all vote Republican. We know that.
You know what? They never forget. They
I
never
didn't even put that together. I'm so fucking yeah. stupid. God damn it. Why do you have me on this podcast?
You know, and they never forget. So that means that they always are thinking about what it was like back in the good old days.
Because I only have so many chairs and you like to stand. So anyone else, I wouldn't have enough chairs for the podcast.
Fair enough.
Sounds like another mistake to me.
Oh, be nice to VCR over here. He's verbal and creepy for a reason. I don't know what that reason is, but I'm sure.
You know, there is no reason. My brothers are fine.
That's good.
My brothers are great. I mean, they're good human
normal.
Beings. Yeah, they're normal. Awesome. I just turned out weird.
Yeah, dude, it happens.
Like, my parents didn't
you're,
hit. Like,
you were blessed with your weirdness.
My parents didn't hit me. They didn't yell at me a lot. They didn't, like,
mean,
put me.
They didn't
me
hit you enough?
Maybe that's it. They were nice to me. They sent me a good school. I went to Catholic school. And, you know, I wasn't abused by any of the priests. I mean, I tried to get molested, didn't get molested.
You weren't worth it, man.
You are such an altar boy tease.
I was an altar boy, and I didn't get
you're
molested.
Like, oh, did I drop the wine over here? Let me just bend over and clean
Oops,
that up.
Oops, I dropped the body of Christ.
The
I'm
sacrament.
Bad.
Oh, my.
Oh, look, I can fit this can all the way in my mouth. Oh, oh, oh,
body. Here, let me crucifix this for you.
And I will be stealing that and claiming it as my own. Thank you. It's like you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
It's like I'm going to genuflex right here.
All right. Well, you know, you're very verbal, very creepy. What's your thing today? Or
so
are we going?
Did we give enough?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, it was just a theory.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just, what is it? Just, I mean, chances are it won't happen.
Right.
But my whole thing is just food for thought, devil's advocate. You know, something I don't think that it'll erupt anytime soon. And I really, I mean.
Yeah. No, I mean.
And I mean, hopefully, I mean, it's watched so frequently that I'm sure that.
Have you been to Yellowstone?
You like so, yeah. So long
ago. I went 2 years ago, and so I've got to at least see it before it, you know, goes nuclear.
Yeah.
Roger?
It's beautiful.
Well, my topic is taxes.
No. Have you been to Yellowstone?
Oh.
And then you can proceed.
Oh, when I was a kid. Yeah. Yeah. My parents. Yeah. Like, see, that's the other thing. My parents took me places. We went places. It's not like we were like, we were poor, but like we did things. You know, we took me to Yellowstone, Yosemite, and we went to the Bay and everything, went to Chinatown, all kinds of fun stuff. My parents took me all over and somehow still fucked up. But, yeah.
Nature, nurture.
No, it's definitely nature. And, you know, I've talked to my dad about this, and, you know, my grandfather is like a fucking crazy nutbag. And, you know, my dad's got a little bit of it, but my grandfather understood he's a crazy nutbag, so he was able to, like, contain my father. And my dad did his best to try to contain me, but he worked a lot, and he tried to keep me busy, but it's just genetic. Like, I'm...
Yeah, I don't know, because I get called crazy. I mean, I got called crazy, like, 3 times. So... I don't know. I'm like, dude, you
was
know,
it the person who was screaming about them having HIV?
No. It's other people, but the people that work enough with me, I don't know. You hear it enough, and you're just kind of like, after a while, you're like, maybe.
Oh, you guys aren't joking.
No, maybe they you're think I'm figured? Like, maybe they think I'm crazy. Yeah. You know, when I'm like, no, I'm a total normal guy with some weird tendencies. Anyway, taxes. Death and taxes. What is it, VCR?
Well, it's tax season.
Right.
And
no.
What?
No? Just, I don't know. I'm just.
It's rabbit season.
It's
tax season.
It's rabbit season.
Okay, so like everyone has to pay them. Everyone pays taxes. And
how do
you guys handle your taxes every year? I just go to H&R Block because it's easy. And then they take all the liability. I always get that insurance every year. I'm like, yeah, you guys, you fuck up.
Well, the way I do it is I take a picture of myself flipping the bird, and then I mail it to the IRS.
Damn.
Bitches. No, actually, dude, for some reason, my father, who and I am very lucky, you know, I have a wonderful dad, he goes nutso over this tax stuff. You know what I mean? He just digs it. And so I actually get hassled by him to, like, you know, he's like, so, you sent me that W-2 yet? You got that W-2 in the mail yet, man? Oh, man, your brother and your sister over here, man, they already got the W-2 to me, man. You don't even know. They're rolling the cash. Where's your W-2?
He does the taxes for you?
Yeah.
That is really sweet.
Oh, my God, dude. And he doesn't even take a fee. Yeah.
Does he take a couple steps? Maybe a dubstep?
A dubstep? No.
What?
What?
Maybe at one point, but probably not. But, yeah, dude, he's been doing my taxes ever since. And it's so funny because I don't know if it releases endorphins in his brain.
He's a math guy. He loves.
Yeah. Oh, he is a he actually is a math guy. So he just loves like crunching those numbers. So I think it's also like he still gets to be, you know, like, I'm still your dad. Look at
right,
that.
He wants to do something.
I'm
for
doing
you.
Doing your taxes, you lazy piece of shit. Should never have had you. Thanks for your taxes, though.
My dad is more like hands-on guy. You know, he was a contractor for years. And actually,
what did he contract?
Was it AIDS? Was he a whore, like an AIDS person? Oh God,
no.
Oh no,
no, general contractor.
Oh, so like the general, like yeah, so like hepatitis C and the generals.
No, like construction work. My dad is a construction worker.
Contracted construction worker. Is
yeah,
what you
so,
should have.
No,
said.
He helped me put a door in. I don't know if you noticed, I have a new back door in my garage.
Oh no! But I'm always looking at your back door, bro.
Check.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me? Am I on?
No.
Yeah. Let's see.
There it is.
You go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Man,
it does
that voice.
It's that channel, man. I've tried. I don't know what's going on.
It's my power. That's my power. I turned down my own mic.
No.
No. Okay.
So he, your dad, he mounted the door in the back for you?
Well, he helped me pick the door, and then mm-hmm. like, you know, you look at the hardware store and you're like, oh, and you're like, there's doors, and there's like, there's this just normal door, no window. Oh, it's only $160. You're like, oh, yeah. And he's like, come on, you want a window? And I'm like, yeah, I want a window. Like, windows are nice. And they're like, okay, a door with a window. $260. I'm like, oh, okay, $100 extra. I get a window. It's nice. You have a window. And then he's like, hey, check this one out. It's got the blinds inside.
Ooh, yeah.
And
those
like,
are awesome.
And it's got the little switch, you know, like up and down. I'm like, oh, that is cool. And he's like, yeah. And it's like, it's like $300. You know, it's like, I'm like, ugh, dad, that's. He's like, come on.
Gonna take
like,
a loan.
So what is
for
he like? He's like. He's like goading you into something he can't have. He wants you
no,
to
No, he's got one on his garage. He's like, I love mine. He's like, you want this? He's like,
he bought stocks in it, and he's essentially trying to increase the value of the stock.
But
he's
a good salesman, guy.
No, but my dad's like, come on, you're going to be happy if you have that. I'm like, yeah, that is cool.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, unfortunately, owning a home, you know, you got to like put the money out to fucking do this. And if you're going to do it, you might as well invest in something that's going to be decent.
That you're
going to
like. You're going to live with it. Because I plan on staying here for a while, so I'm going to live with this. But then he was like, get the good luck. Get the Schlage. He's like, get that Schlage. Don't get that quick set. It's like a shit. I was like, yeah. And then I was looking at the keypad ones. I'm like, you know, I got one on my front door.
Yeah.
I need one on my back door. So I like, I got the Schlage.
Put it on your back door.
And if you don't.
Them digits so I can be like, boop, beep, bop, boop,
yeah.
beep, bop,
and if
boop.
You don't have one of those doors yet, your life will change. Because you know how many times I've locked myself out of my house?
A lot.
Yeah. You know how many I've done it now? Never now.
I actually am very anal about my keys.
Yeah, but I'm not.
So you put them in your ass?
Right up there. I don't even lube it up or nothing, dude. I just
what
little,
about when you poop?
Little good old paper clips and snot, dude. Just.
What about when you poop, though?
Huh? I remove him. Of course you
couldn't
dipshit.
You take
I'm
him
not
out
gonna
first?
Poop.
Shit. Yeah, what dude. Is he, a fucking animal?
You gotta take your key out every time you poop?
Keys.
Keys.
You got like a janitor's key ring.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Bloop. Like two hoop earrings
jingle,
coming out of my
jingle.
Ass.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. World's a crazy
place. Why'd
you
take us down that place? You took us into
a
dark
place. You
ask
about my keys.
Place.
I'm telling you about my keys, man. Keep them up your ass. That's where they need to be. Damn. Dropping some knowledge off.
Okay, so taxes. You guys successfully have derailed my taxes.
Yay!
Yeah, what about what's your story about your taxes?
Well,
what
about
taxes?
I just want to talk about taxes. Like,
what about them?
Well, okay, let me finish the question. And what's that is, question? I actually, for the last, geez, now, like 10 years, maybe? 9 years? Have done my own taxes online.
Like a poor person?
No, I had a buddy at work when I used to work for the city, and he...
So, wait. Shenanigans. You have a buddy?
Well, I mean, he was...
Like a friend?
Yeah, like a
like
friend
Like a
buddy.
Confidant?
Like a buddy friend, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't believe
no,
it.
No, we were like,
you were
you know,
easily the most unfriendly person I've ever met.
That is true. That is true. You know, I pretended.
Okay, so
you know, like
he's a guy who's forced to hang out with you because you
in American Psycho, you know, I just like sort of analyze the situation. I say the things I'm supposed to say. Why
yeah.
I secretly, you know,
yeah.
you know, plan to kill him later. Anyway, he showed me this. I use TaxAct online, and it's works great. Remembers all my shit, so I don't have to like put in the same shit every year, and it calculates it all. It like there's a you know it does a check to make sure everything fucking is in there, and
I just
works
to,
for me, man.
I go to a tax place. I go to H&R Block. Every year, and I just let them do it because I don't want to fuck it up. I did it a few times when it first came out. You know, you could do your own taxes online and shit like that. But it was just like, I did it, and then, like, it was in the beginning when they would charge you. And now there's free places you can do it online. And they would charge you to do it. And I figured out 1 year that it's only a little bit less to do it yourself than to just take the H&R Block and let them do
it. No, I bet, yeah.
Yeah, so then I was like, fuck this noise. I'm just going to go to H&R Block and let them do it.
No, I pay about 60 to 80 bucks, I think, to do it because you got to pay, like, you know, there's a fee.
The filing fee, yeah.
Yeah, there's a fee, there's a filing fee, and then they pay there's a fee to have it direct deposited and all that. So, like, all well and told, but they deduct it from, I don't have to, like, pay it right then. They're smart, and they deduct it from your return. And so it's like money you never even had. So it's some fucking clever-ass shit, you know. It's like, you know, this is your return money. We're going to fucking take our fee out of it. You're still up, buddy. You're all good.
Yeah, that dude.
It's like lawyers, you know, when they win a suit and they're like, hey, we won you all this money. This is your part and
this is mine. I'm going to go buy a piano now. I don't play one. but I need one for my living room. Thank you.
I used to work for a company that fixed audio equipment, musical instruments, and we fixed pianos. And I went to this house, and I was fixing the piano. And one of the thing, and then I tuned it. One of the things you do when you fix a piano is that you let the person play it and tell them, you know, like, does it sound right? Because people who play piano or people they're like, this doesn't sound right when I hit the F note. It's just slightly off. And then you're like, well, the tuning machine says it's in tune, but they're like, no, it's off. And then you have
to. Yeah, they got like a taste. They have like
They
think they've got perfect pitch and they don't really.
They don't. So you have to tune it and you let them play it and they're like, oh, okay, it sounds good.
That is the best F note I've ever heard.
It's huge.
It's huge. Like, it's flat, dude. You're flat. You're pitchy.
You're flat. You're no flat here.
This is fake tuning.
Get out of here. This is fake tuning. But alternative tunes.
Yeah. Well, there is alternative tuning. But
I'm going to drop that D, yo.
Drop the D.
I did this fancy piano that had like servos and it played itself. And then I told the owner of the guy, I'm like, hey, you know, you want to play it? And he's like, oh, I don't play piano.
Boop.
He just had this giant piano. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just hit the button that makes it play by itself. And I hit it and it like played like Michael Row the Boat Ashore or something. And then like he's like, yeah, that sounds right. And it's just like, okay, I just spent all this time tuning a piano. And the guy doesn't even play the fucking piano. He has this giant piano in his like living room that played
itself.
Dude,
maybe his wife was like, get the goddamn piano fixed there.
And fucking make it play the theme to Cheers, for God's sakes. Who I want to go and row the boat ashore. God damn it. I told you I wanted two songs. The one from Mr. Belvedere and the Cheers song.
You know what's nuts, though, is that this guy had this giant...
You can't even play the piano!
He didn't play the piano, and I was just like, you have a fucking piano? You don't play the piano?
You have two!
Organs? I have organs.
What?
Yeah. I play organ.
I have a piano, and I can't play it.
Oh, there you go.
I wish I could.
Does someone in your family play the piano?
Years ago, my wife had lessons, but she didn't pay attention, and so she
okay, well, that's,
can't.
That's that works.
Dude, I don't know. It's a player piano.
I like to tickle the ivories, and also, after I get done masturbating, I look at the piano. Not in a sexual way, but it's near the bathroom, so.
Oh, there's no money.
This thing was really cool, though, because it had the servos and it had the actual, like, strings in it, but then you could, like, take it and make play other instruments, so it was like a synthesizer, too, but then it had an actual piano built. It was a synthesizer built into an actual piano.
That is... awesome.
It was like a Yamaha.
What
thing.
A rich bastard.
Yeah, the guy lived in Perdido Beach, and like I guess it's where Sandra Bullock has a house, and it's like in Florida, and like had a giant wall on the side of his house that was all glass.
Was it Donald Trump?
That was facing. I don't know what this dude was. He was just facing the ocean, and so I was, you know, it broke, and then he paid a bunch of money to have it fixed.
So in you guys remember Maximum Overdrive? The movie with was it
Holy
Emilio
shit?
Today's?
Yeah. Oh God.
And
you remember that
King?
Movie? How? Yeah. Why would you even?
No. So like in the Maximum Overdrive universe, that player piano I imagine would actually come to life, and it would actually exact its revenge because it had like its own sort of like moving pieces and whatever. Like it would actually like motivate into like, you know, attack mode and like chew like the, you know, rich motherfucker who can't play the piano into like little bits. And then, you know, its bloody pulp is there. And then like when Emilio Estevez or whatever, they roll up in their, you know, their posse and they come across like the, you know, this murdered family.
With the piano?
Right. That was murdered by the piano. And it's like playing, you know, Michael Robo show or something.
I don't know. What is it? You know, I loved it in Naked Gun when he's like trying to sneak around, and of course he bumps into a player piano. Always loved that. He was just like, "Where the fuck was that the whole time? What? Seriously? A player piano?" Anywho, so yeah. Taxes, death and taxes.
Okay, so no one wants to talk about taxes.
No, I enjoy doing. I mean, I like it when they're done. I like it when they're done.
I don't know. Yeah, go.
I like it when they're completed. I like to seal it all up in a little fucking envelope and say, there's that fucking year right there.
Why do you have an envelope if you're doing it online?
Because you still have to save the documentation. You still, well, I mean,
it?
I. No, I mean, I PDF it and I keep it in in.
Okay,
the
so then
drive.
Why do you put it? You PDF it?
No, no,
and
no,
you
no. Like
put
the actual
PDF into an envelope. Because
you don't send off stuff? Anything. You don't send off any. I mean, it used to be when I originally started doing my own taxes, you had to send off your W-2 and all that shit to the government. But they don't want any actual paper now. And so, what do I do with my my W-2 and all that? You got to keep it for a couple of years. So I put it in a fucking envelope. I write the year on it, and I fucking throw it in a fucking pile.
I burn everything.
Really?
Just burn it.
That's how Matt keeps warm.
Yeah.
So what would you do to the world, Donald?
What would I do?
Burn it. I would burn it. Your backdraft when they talk to the arsonist guy.
With, what's his name? What's his name's dead?
This Donald Sutherland.
Yeah, Donald Sutherland, yeah.
I called him Donald.
That part, you know, when you watch it, when I watched it as a kid, I was like, man, this movie's awesome. But when you go back and watch that one part where he's like, you mean you stared into the face of the beast and you saw something? You're just like, shut the fuck up, Donald.
Just stop it, Donald.
God damn it.
Well, I wish you'd get body snatched.
And he's like, what did you do to the girl? I burned her. I burned her. I was just like, dude.
Who's the star in that movie?
Your mom.
Your mom.
You know, my mom.
No,
died.
It was
thanks
one of
lot.
The.
Thanks a lot, Roger.
Oh, shit. God damn it. You and Manuel's mom's just like a dick and out.
Well, like, two for two, you fucking fucker.
Is your mom really dead?
No.
Not yet.
Okay. Damn, you had me
I mean, we're
we
all,
can always
I was
hope.
Like, no.
I'm just kidding.
Well,
no.
I mean, it's going to happen eventually. I mean, I'm not like saying I'm hoping for. I'm you know, I need to call her more, but I don't do that. Thanks a lot. No, but no, I mean, as far as I know, she's alive.
Hey, to answer your question,
don't fucking jinx it.
It was one of the Baldwins. That was us.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Was it Alec? No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Alec. It was his brother.
One of the lesser Baldwins.
Yeah.
The
in Backdraft?
Yeah, yes, I think he's right. It was like Stephen.
Yeah, Stephen Baldwin. What? No, wait a minute. Stephen Baldwin was the one from...
Billy?
God damn it. No, it was the one from...
Zeppo Baldwin.
Zeppo Baldwin.
No, it's the other...
It's Shimp. Shimp Baldwin.
One of the other douchebag brothers. Who knows? Who
they weren't brothers. The Marx brothers. It was the Marx.
I know. I was
Beppo Baldwin.
Beppo. Hello. My name is Beppo. All right. Well,
Beppo Baldwin.
Now that we're have completely gone into insanity.
I don't know what that has to do with taxes at
okay.
all.
So what the hell is your piece?
Unless, I wanted to play a game.
Oh, shit. I'm out.
Called Pet.
Strip. Pet?
Not a pet.
Pet,
okay?
Not a pet. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm going to name various kinds of animals.
Yes.
And you guys can tell me, in your opinion,
fuck yes.
are they a pet
William
uh-huh.
Baldwin.
Or not
it
a pet?
Was Billy Baldwin.
It was William. Billy. Really?
Yeah. William Baldwin.
And was Kurt he? Russell, Scott Glenn, Jennifer
okay,
Jason
Okay, Scott
Lee,
Lynn. I remember that. Yeah, yeah.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland.
I could always have
Robert,
De Mornay of that, huh?
And Robert De Niro.
As the fire investigator.
De Niro.
I don't know.
You said it's Billy on fire?
You said this building on fire. Okay.
That's pretty good. Okay, so anyway, the game's called Pet, Not a Pet. This is actually inspired by my own life experiences. So okay. I'm going to name an animal, and then in your opinion, is it a pet or is it not a pet? So gotcha. For an example, I'm going to say goldfish.
A pet.
Edible.
Very good. See,
you're a college
grasp
student
it, yeah.
in the 20s.
I would say, for me, goldfish are pretty much like a plant.
Okay.
So it's not really a pet.
So you
I mean,
eat
you'd look
too.
At it. No, I wouldn't necessarily eat it, but like I don't
But
call
it teaches
it
responsibility to a child.
I
That's
suppose.
Like the starter pet.
All right. Ant farm.
Pet.
Something I like to watch and cover up when I'm masturbating.
Right. Okay.
Because you don't want the ants.
So again,
I don't want the ants to watch
pet.
Me,
all it's,
right?
It's,
I don't know. I don't want them to be affected.
Would you want your ant watching you while you masturbate?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Dude, would the ant even see you?
I don't. I still wouldn't want to get splooge all over
the
thing.
I don't
well,
like
don't jerk off into the fucking ant
I
farm.
Know, but if I get it on the little the
dude,
glass,
you're,
it'd be weird,
you,
then I'd never be able to look at the ant
you
farm.
Know
you're
what?
Either very, very healthy or your prostate is like just like got mutant powers or something. If you're
you know what? I don't want
the
cats
like
in the
that.
Room when I masturbate.
There you go. See?
Yeah. I look at the fucking cats. It's an assert dominance
you
kind of
look
thing.
This. You look
like,
this,
look at
you?
Me. Look at what I can do.
Yeah.
Look at me.
I like it when there's pussy in the room. Jerk off.
Oh, man. Masturbating
I have my
is
testicles.
Never going to be the same. Every time I start jerking off, I'm going to think of you two guys looking at cats, and I'm going to be like, I can't do this right now. Gosh, guys, stop.
You don't even have a cat, Matt.
I know, but I'm going to think about you guys masturbating to your cats. Or maybe I should just get
one. No, but I mean, you know, the cats have a tendency to sort of just intrude to wherever. And so, like, if they're going to come in and, like they fucking own the place, I'm going to show them who actually owns the place.
If I had to choose, though, between a cat and a dog being in the room when I masturbated, I'd say
no,
cat.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have the dogs. I think they are a little too impressionable.
Because the dog's like, hey, what are you doing? Can I help?
No, he'd be, yeah, he might get too into it.
And then he might,
it,
like,
right.
roll up in it.
Right.
And be like,
oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, so hey, let's play a game that I came up with. Would you masturbate with it in the room?
This is kind of like petting on a pet.
Okay, yes.
So my point is.
Wait a minute.
Oh, he's got a game.
Wait
a
minute.
You
actually want to play
Maybe
the game?
That's the line. If you would not masturbate with it in a room, it's a pet.
Yeah, because I can see myself pet. Masturbating into in front
iguana?
Of a fish.
Yeah, like a goldfish.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, I wouldn't care. Fucking iguana.
I'm just feeding the goldfish.
I mean, iguana, you know, it's actually, you could pick it up. You could, I guess, hold it. I don't really think you get much affection from a fucking lizard, you know? I mean, some people say, I knew a guy who kept iguanas and he thought they were very affectionate.
No frontal cortex. There's no ability to do that.
Well, that's my thought as well. So this all gets back to the point of my own life, and that is that we have rabbits.
Okay.
And I'm not really... You know, I mean, I guess I heard about the decision. I wasn't, like, really, you know, part of the decision.
Are they Waskawi rabbits?
You know, they're really underwhelming. And so they are pets in that we keep them. And they I do see them have, like, certain moments of joy. And that's enjoyable. You know, when you can see that they're happy, that's great. But, you know, they're not like cats.
They're
not
edible,
like
though.
Dogs. You don't. They're not friendly, and maybe it's because we don't handle them as much as we should. I don't handle them really at all because they're not my fucking rabbits. But
you know what a group of rabbits is called?
What?
A fluffle.
You're kidding me.
Nope, it's called a fluffle of rabbits. Because I remembered that. It popped
How
in my
many?
Head. Just, you know.
Like
when
two
you,
or
see,
more?
See, that's funny. Cause
one or more?
I always call.
I guess two would be a group of rabbits.
Is a fluffle?
See, I thought that's something I did
a
when I masturbated and farted at the
you
same time. I just totally fluffled. Man. When I was about to eat, like, man, no, man, it's coming out of both ends.
Fluffleupagus.
I just fluffled myself.
Dude, those are two different valves. They can't fucking go off at the same time.
Dude, if I'm ejaculating and farting, it's a release. It's whatever.
Sure, okay.
You can't stop me.
Two different valves.
You can't tell me.
You
got to
do what you
got to
do.
Like Matt's a flugelhorn.
I'm a fluffle, goddammit.
You know, it's the modern male's mating cry.
Fluffle.
Do you sound like that?
Wow. No.
Yeah, so
that's how it sounds when he comes.
Rabbits. So are they rascally? No. Do they outwit things on a regular basis? No. They don't really eat carrots all that much. They eat mostly hay. And they look like animals, but you know, the fact is that
they look like animals.
Well, no, I mean, it's neat.
Not
rodents,
animals.
Right? It's neat. Yeah. I mean, they're
or
actually,
they're Mormons.
They're no, they're actually,
they're Mormons.
They're Mormons. Yeah. No. What is the word?
Marsupials.
No,
marsupial.
I can't remember.
No, they don't have pouches.
Lepididae, I think, is the family name of rabbits, but I can't remember. Yeah.
They're rodents.
They're not quite rodents. It's a subgroup.
They're
and I can't
in Rodentia. They're in the larger family.
Right,
rodentia.
Right. But it's a subgroup, and I can't remember the name of it.
Lepus.
God damn it.
Is it Fluffle?
No.
I just learned that word
it's
today.
Lepus.
But, you know, they do. They have, like, they chew cud. So, like a cow, they'll cough back up their shit, and they'll chew it. You know, they poop in little, like, little. Their
pellets.
Poop is, like, really, you know, not
they
poop-like.
Poop pellets.
But the thing that, like, as a pet owner,
like
you know,
Pups.
That occurred to me is that it is such a fucking prey animal that you can't really identify. Well, I can't really identify with it.
Lagomorph.
Lagomorph. That's
the
order, what it is. There you
the
go.
The order of animals. Yeah, they're in the class of mammalia, the order of lagomorph.
So they're adorable. They're not really, like, mean. They don't, like, try and bite you or anything. You know, you pet them.
You can't play with
them.
They
can scream,
though.
They
do scream. Ours never scream. Ours grunt when they're a little upset. And they'll like kick and scratch when you pick them up because they're not used to being picked up. They don't ever get picked up in the wild. Their parents don't pick them up and carry them around like, you know, cats or whatever. So you don't pick them. They don't really take well to being picked up. So, yeah, I mean, it just they're not they don't behave like a big fuzzy animal should. You know what I'm saying?
In your opinion. Yeah.
In my opinion, well, yes. So I love cats. Like, my cats, I'll pick them up. They don't really like it, but I'll fucking pick them up. Fuck them. You know,
no, my
I
cat
feed
loves
them,
getting
you know?
Picked up.
Pick them up, give them a big hug, and I'll pet them until they can't take it anymore, and then I'll put them down. But I know that there's at least a little bit of, like, sort of, you know, if not affection, but mutual sort of toleration that happens, you know, when you do that with a cat. And that's good enough for me.
I like to pick up my cat and knead it like dough and like squish it around and like roll it in a ball. She hates it. I'll mush it up.
He does too, man. He's fucking crazy with that
just
cat.
Just mush it up. And
is this
the
hairless one?
No, that one does not stand for that. It's just like, what?
Hey, what happened to Whiskey?
He's like, you know, bro, I'm tired of all these like bitches around here. And he's just like, split, man.
He just split? Seriously?
Just split. Yeah, he came back like a week later and he was like, what's up, bro? And I was like, hey, man. He's like, I'm staying with these bitches over here. I was like, hey, man, that's cool. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be with these bitches over here. So he's just like, you know, you hear me? Here's my cell phone number.
Wow.
And Obama phone, though.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, man, your phone is disconnected. He's like, yeah, I have no money on the card, man. But, you know, like when I do, you know, just like leave me.
So wait a minute.
He just
wait
vanished.
A minute. You expect me to believe that your cat has a cell phone? That's ridiculous.
Well, I mean,
I
the
believe
Obama
everything
phones.
Else.
Anybody have an Obama phone?
Obama phone, man.
I believe the cat talked to you, but I draw the line.
It's like Son of Sam.
Because he doesn't have posable digits. Where is he going to get? Does he have any pockets?
Touch phones, man. Touch phones.
Yeah, they already proved that a cat can use the thumbprint on an iPhone.
Really?
Yeah, you remember that was a thing where, like,
well, I know that like people use like their nipple and their tongue and their different
really?
Parts. Yeah, because it just takes a picture
their
of it.
Dick.
As long as it, like, you know.
Dude, that would suck to be in a subway and just be like, oh god.
You can actually do it with multiple different items. It doesn't have to be just
your
one.
Dick.
You know.
Oh. Dick.
You get multiple digits. You can put as many as you want.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh man, I've been using one thumb this whole time. I could be using
your
two
finger.
Damn,
your,
man, life hack.
Testicles.
Over here.
Life sphincter.
Your sphincter.
If you push your eye up close enough to it, it kind of does a retinal scan. That's really uncomfortable.
Dude, I'm gonna put like every orifice of my body is gonna be able to access my phone. That's going to be awesome. My toe.
Dude, you know what? We're mocking you now, but like flash forward to when, you know, after the great apocalypse from, you know, the great Trumpocalypse happens and they take you hostage for being sort of white and they tie you up. You'll be able to call for help because your dick will be able to unlock your phone.
Like, dang, don't worry, guys. I got this covered.
What happens, though, if you have an iPhone and you have it on your thumbprint and you lose your hand?
You could still put in a code.
You have a number code.
Well, yeah. What if you don't have the number code, though?
You're an idiot. Then why did you forget your number code? Then you can log into your iTunes and like have it reset.
But what if the computers are
what
broken?
What if you're missing both hands, though?
You get somebody else to log into iTunes.
I think we've established
have your
that
password.
Dick usage is
then you change it. You know, you're going to have far more things to worry about if you don't have hands.
I'd get robot hands.
You're
going
to have to start rely on fucking people. I'm sorry to tell you.
I would have robot hands. Matter of fact, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm going to build some robot hands just in case I lose my hands.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
I don't
fucking
know why
modern
I found that so funny.
Medical science has a lot to fucking answer for in that we don't have good cyborg hands yet.
Oh, I'm going
to
build some cyborg hands. Then that way, when I lose my hands, I'll like, boom, cyborg hands, just Luke Skywalker.
You know,
the doctor's like, Mr. Creepy Roger, I have some bad news for you. You've lost both of your hands.
Cyborg hands, motherfucker.
You didn't even let me finish.
I just want to say that.
Look, this finger's a screwdriver. Inspector Gadget, bitch.
If you take nothing from this episode here, that was probably the funniest shit I've heard tonight, and I don't know why it struck me so funny.
Cyborg hands?
Like, because he was just like, man, what happened to you losing? You know what? I just make fucking robot hands. Like, what the, you have the... So this whole time, you could have been making robot hands?
Oh, I can make robot hands.
Shut up. See, can make robot hands.
I can make a lot of shit, Matt.
Okay, I want to see a robot hand. Can I commission a robot hand?
Dude, it's not the robot part. It's not the motor part of the hands. It's the control interface that is the challenge.
Oh, I can.
And the power.
Fair enough. Okay,
because you know we don't really have great like batteries yet to do like you know the things we'd want to do like
lithium ions, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Lithium ions,
polymers, motherfucker. Polymers,
you know, carbon nanotubes. I don't know. That seems to be the panacea for everything. Maybe that'll be
nanotubes, dog.
0 point energy. Who knows?
What happened to you? All of a sudden, you're all loose over here.
Oh, I don't know.
He's fired up. He's going to make these fucking robot hands.
Talking about technology, man.
You know what? Don't fucking make robot hands. You still got hands. You need to fucking do a Dr. Octopus. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Because you're always like fucking in your lab anyway. If you had like two more extra sets.
Yeah. Oh, shit. This is how I become a supervillain.
But see, now this is where Octopus like made a mistake, is that like he made it so his hands could take over his brain. Why would you do that? That was just
no.
Bad
he
planning.
Lost the chip.
No, but I mean the fact that like it needed an inhibitor chip to stop it from happening. Like maybe you should not have that as like a function on there. That should not have been a feature.
Or maybe the fact that octopuses have 8 legs and
he only no he had 8 because he had 2 legs, the 2 sets of the fake the cyborg arms and his 2 arms. So it's all together 8.
Okay, I guess.
Octopuses have fucking beaks too. He doesn't have a beak. You're gonna get fucking like you know.
Coming out of his vagina. I just imagine he has a vagina.
Do you ever read The Tick or watch The
I
Tick?
I love, dude.
And the dude's like, it's like, why do you call yourself The Tick? You're not a, you don't got 10 legs. He's like, I also don't suck blood. Ticks don't suck. Ticks suck blood. You want me to suck your blood right now?
Dude, my favorite part, I mean, I can still laugh about it today, is when they had to pretend they were supervillains, him and Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so you're a supervillain? Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I'm a supervillain. He's like, eat this kitten right in front of me if you're a super villain. And he's, so he has to sit there and like debate on whether or not he's going to eat a kitten, and it just fucking kills me. He's like, that's fucking evil. Like, you know, like that should be like, you want to prove to me you're evil? Eat a fucking kitten right now in front of me. Because
that's the cartoon, the old cartoon?
The cartoon. Oh, yeah. Fucking kill. Because he's like seriously sitting there like, oh man, I don't know what to do. You know?
And the kitten's like, meow.
So I love the cartoon. I didn't really read much of the comic. But I really loved the Patrick Warburton live action.
He was
fun.
So perfect for
he
it.
He was really great.
Oh, dude, and the Batman. Dude, I love
Batman
the fact that Batman instead of Deflator Mouse.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Which was so weird because it was on Fox. But Fox owned the rights to it, the original character, so they wouldn't let them make it. But it's like you sold it to Fox. It was on Fox. You should have been able to use the characters again. But it had to deal with the production companies that made.
Yeah, but I think the ended up using that one dude who he's was – funny in that I guess was he on Wings or no what was he on
no he was on
News
Lost.
Radio
we talk about Batman well
yeah
he was on
he was
Lost.
The mayor of Gotham
yes in the second in the
right,
Joker
right,
movie
right,
yeah
right.
Yeah
well, he was great he was great
yeah
he
looks like he has eyeliner I actually
yeah, I
watched him on a show right. No because I became
bullshit
no,
dude
I actually
I wake up this way
no
I look like this
I
all
swear
the time
to God he's got really thick eyelashes and he's used to get the shit
there.
Beat no he used to get the shit beat out
right.
Of him
right well take that pretty boy with your fucking eyelashes
with your beautiful chiseled eyelashes looking all pretty
deep eyes making me question my sexuality I'm gonna have to beat the shit out of you to prove I'm a man
that's how we do it
make America great again
all right well I suppose at that end of that little rant this is as good a time as any to
okay.
Oh, yeah, something. Oh,
no,
wait.
I just, you know, I just don't want it to end. I'm just having such a good time.
Yeah. Oh, you I forgot what? To hit record.
Oh, no,
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's going.
All right, kids. Well, I'd like to thank you all for coming. I'm the Matt in Black.
Why are you thanking him for having an orgasm?
Oh.
Blue. John Beecher.
Weird.
He's guffuffling. Oh, God damn it. I forgot the word.
The fluffle?
Yeah.
I forgot the last
fluffle
word.
Fluffle up
last word, bitches.
Last word.
Last word, motherfucker.
Last word. Last word.